know what you're looking for and you're looking around, you can see some blaze trees where early Native Americans, you know, kind of cut the bark to mark a trail through the woods.
A local historic trail gets upgrades and an encore show from last weekend's Southeast Alaska State Fair. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Estimates put this year's permanent fund dividend close to last year's payout, which was $1,305 for each qualified Alaska resident. The Daily News estimated that the annual dividend paid out in early October will likely fall between $1,250 and $1,320, a year-to-year difference that is smaller than any in the last 15 years. In that time, the dividend payment has swung from a record high of $2,069 in 2008, then down by 37% to just over $1,300 last year. Anchorage Daily News reported that was due to a soured stock market and global recession, and that bad investment year will dampen the size of dividends until 2014, when it finally drops out of the five-year average that's used to calculate dividends. The amount on each dividend check is determined by averaging the Alaska Permanent Fund's cash profits over the last 5 years. The Permanent Fund lost about $2.5 billion last year, but earned a $1.5 billion profit this fiscal year. The Daily News estimate is based on a couple things. One is last week's announcement that $858 million in investment profits from the state's oil wealth savings account will be available for dividends this year. It also acknowledges that the state plans to distribute money to more than 600,000 Alaskans this year. That's about the same as last year and totals around $1 billion from the state to residents. Battery Point Trail in Haines is the most used hiking trail in town, but Preston Cruz says he and the rest of the state park staff in Haines still get a lot of questions about where the trail starts.
We have had a lot of people in the past kind of asking us exactly where it is, and, you know, being local, I thought it was kind of obvious, but I think a lot of the cruise ship passengers aren't sure where it is.
It's part of why a new sign was just installed this week at the end of Beach Road to label the almost mile-long trail to the beach.
Have the new Class A sign standing at the trailhead to make it a little more obvious. The sign had been in storage, and I dug it out, and we decided, or we had some time to get it put up and installed. So hopefully a lot of people, it'll catch their eye, so it should help them out.
It was only part of a list of upgrades the popular trail is going through recently, including general repairs, added structures, reroutes, and trail widening.
Well, on National Trails Day back on, June 5th, we had a volunteer group that helped put out some new planking and work on a couple of stream crossings and put up some small little footbridges. Kind of as a temporary fix. I mean, it might be temporary for a few years, but to make things a little easier and easier to walk on or cross areas until we can get the main trail project, you know, through those areas. Could take a number of years yet.
Battery Point Trail is actually a northern unit of Chilkat State Park. State Parks has a vision of widening and adding gravel to the entire length of the trail to match the way the first 100 feet look, about an eighth of a mile each year. That plan has received some criticism from locals.
We understand some people don't like it because it's a little too wide and being gravel and it looks a little too manufactured, but due to the high use with the high local use, the cruise ship folks, the tour companies that take hikes out there, we really feel that we need to, you know, make that a pretty wide and hard-packed trail.
Cruz isn't precisely sure how many people use the trail each day, and he's looking into technology to measure traffic in the future, such as a laser trail counter. In the meantime, he says trail maintenance is more about protecting the trail with the most natural methods possible.
Modern trail building standards are constantly evolving, but currently, you know, along with trying to keep it looking fairly like a natural setting, although, you know, it's a hard-packed gravel trail, which isn't real natural to the area, there's certain techniques. Instead of using, like, old culverts and stuff, you use a little drainage dip so the water naturally rolls across it and then out of drainage instead of having a wooden culvert or even a plastic or steel culvert in it. That's some of the techniques we're trying to use. Some areas we just have to put in a wood bridge because of it's too big of a span, you know, and it's a creek or a stream. But we try to keep them kind of looking a little bit natural as possible, using wood instead of some sort of manufactured material.
The trail has been a priority to state parks for decades, since heavy use has caused a lot of erosion. And some evidence shows it probably had a lot of use well before that.
I was told at one time that, yeah, where the pavement ends was just an historic native trail. I mean, if you're actually walking on the current Battery Point Trail and you know what you're looking for and you're looking around, you can see some blaze trees where early Native Americans, you know, kind of cut the bark to mark a trail through the woods. It isn't necessarily where the current trail is, but, you know, it's kind of in the general vicinity, and you can see some of that stuff.
Volunteer groups, state park staff, and a Sea Trails grant have been responsible for most of the recent trail work. Work will continue through August when more gravel will be put down. Crew says he hopes to be able to hire 5 or 6 locals to work on the trail next summer.
Why are we here?
Puppets.
Puppets. Thank you very much. Puppet. And Caroline, what is a puppet?
I have no clue.
Does anyone know what a puppet is?
Even after watching the latest puppet show in Haines, fans still aren't sure what a puppet is exactly.
But they're not always small.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, like the one we're going to create today.
So in other words, it gets kind of hard to define a puppet sometimes.
But it's okay, because confusion and wonder is just a small part of the overall puppet experience that you're supposed to get when you're part of something like this.
Sir, can you come over here?
Sure.
Yeah. You don't mind getting a little dirty, do you? Here, hold this. Yeah, I'm serious. Hold it. Yeah, go ahead. Just slowly bring it up. Can everyone see him?
No.
Okay, slowly, yeah. Slowly. Oh, no. Oh, no, let me hold it. I got it. Back up.
Dinosaur.
Wait, he's trying to give us a message. What's the message?
I'm muddy.
What's the message?
It's,
go that way!
Go that way.
Anyone want to shake hands while you go in to the puppet
show? Yeah!
Yay. Puppetry came to Haines with Burn Power and Friends' Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow and has taken on a new identity with Geppetto's Junkyard. The troupe performed a handful of never-before-seen skits at last weekend's Southeast Alaska State Fair, and it went over so well, they're holding an encore performance this weekend.
So this is Geppetto's Junkyard, and all of us have been doing puppetry for about 5 years. We were formerly the Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow, but decided to split off and try something new. And so all the puppets you're going to see tonight are made by us in the last 3 months or so. And there's 8 different skits that we all made, and the show lasts about 40 minutes, so I hope you enjoy it.
Yay!
Shirley Collins is puppeteer Burn Power's mother. She was among the smiling puppet goers leaving the log cabin venue at the fairgrounds last weekend.
The puppet show was really entertaining. A lot of different ideas, you know, that are really... you don't expect. That's what you want, is surprise.
Shirley's been watching puppet shows in Haines for the last 5 years.
You know, I think they keep getting better at it all the time, you know, as they go along. So I hope they continue to do it.
And like most, she isn't sure how to describe it. She tries the word spectacular, or...
bizarre, yes, and entertaining, and, you know, at the same time. You just don't know what to expect, and that's what you want. You know, you want something that's totally thinking out of the box.
But she also raised Byrne, so the delightful oddity that was his puppetry and continues in the new puppetry isn't that out of the ordinary to her.
This is his shtick, you might say, to, you know, just pick up things that are ordinary, but finding something unusual in it. That's what he brings to this. And I think that's true of all of them. You know, they're very creative, the whole group.
What you me doing, boy? Here I be, I'm minding my own business, and you come a-shaking up through that shiny hole in my floor.
You see, fatty sugar mama. What you don't know is I've been watching you. Yes, I've been watching for many a year now. You see, I am the swamp.
Wait, you are the swamp.
Yeah, in the swamp, huh? And knocking at your floor.
Geppetto's Junkyard is made up of local artists like Joey Jacobson, Merrick Bocart, Tim Shields, Gene Kennedy, and Debbie Knight Kennedy. Burn Power is pursuing a new project, Reckoning Motions.
Nobody was doing anything like this, you know, years ago. It's kind of a lost art that's coming back.
Yeah, where do you find a dog with no legs? Right where you left him. It's horrible.
Geppetto's Junkyard, the next generation of Southeast Alaska puppeteering, holds encore performances of its state fair show this weekend. Acts are on Saturday. Showtimes are 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30 p.m. at the Log Cabin at the fairgrounds in Haines. The 3:30 show will be filmed and be by donation. Tickets for the other two showings are available at the Log Cabin. $5 for adults, $3 for kids.
If you'd like to join in, join right in. There we go. Tailors for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents.
I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS.
No food, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes on the butt.